Hi, it's Kathy Grayson, Campus Technology. I'm on the floor of Infocom in Las Vegas. I'm here with Andrew Exner from Smart Technologies, and he's going to be talking to us about a fabulous new technology we're looking at, a mobile technology that he's going to tell us all about. Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about this solution?
Sure. So we've launched a couple things here at Infocom. One came out with our SmartBoard 9.0 software back in January, which is what we call Link software, and it allows people to connect with the SmartBoard through a Wi-Fi network, through a laptop, tablet, PC, simply by logging in and sharing their desktop through the network. So it's a very easy way to get connected and to collaborate with the content that people may have in the same room.
And students can keep coming up and sitting down and working with their laptops and seeing the results right on the screen.
Definitely. So any content that anyone has in the room can be shared, you know, for the group to see up on the smart board, and then people can interact with that information and then, you know, swap different information from different people on different computers.
And I understand you also have other ways that they can interact with the screen.
Right. So as an extension of Link, something that we've launched here at Infocom is what we call Link Mobile software. And that allows people with Windows mobile, Wi-Fi enabled PDAs and smartphones to use them as a remote control. So you get visual feedback on the screen of the PDA or smartphone. It allows you mouse input and to be able to write notes in digital ink over top of the content on the smart board. So another option for leveraging existing infrastructure and using the benefits of the smart board.
And you can also use a slate. I understand you have a slate that goes with the system.
Yeah, so the wireless slate has a 6x8 inch active area that allows control over the smart board from anywhere in the classroom via Bluetooth connection. So between those three options, depending on what infrastructure people have in an existing classroom, there's now three ways for people to leverage a mobile environment and get people within the class interacting wirelessly with their smart board, interactive whiteboard and content.
Okay, and can you tell us quickly about your Wayfinder solution?
Sure, so the Actilus Interactive Digital Signage is an overlay that fits over flat panel displays, both LCDs and plasmas. They're available for 15 different manufacturers in sizes from 35 inches to 63 inches. And they act primarily as a Wayfinder application with content software created. In a university or higher ed situation, they're often used as Wayfinders coupled with advertising. So students can access things like course schedules, campus map information, in some cases even report cards or exam marks. It allows students an interactive station with low staffing costs to be able to get commonly used information.
And visitors as well, trying to find their way around campus?
Yeah, exactly. So campus maps are things that would be deemed public information or that they want out there, in the public eye as people are touring around campus can be put on these machines.
And for schools not budgeted for this kind of technology deployment, is there a solution for that?
Yeah, we're seeing a big trend in that advertising companies will couple with universities to show advertising while the screens are idle. So when someone's up interacting, obviously the information that they're looking for is up front. But obviously advertising that runs idle when people aren't using the Actilus interactive digital signage can offset the cost of the installation of the hardware.
Great. Sounds like a neat solution. Andrew, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.